Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Like the song says, time's running out. And it's running out for voters all across the state of Nevada. Yeah, we're talking about Election Day, June 12th, but the end of early voting is June 8th. So if you're thinking of something to do for lunch, make voting a part of your lunch, will you please? And we are being told by people that have already done the early voting, it takes less than 5 minutes. You got to get out and vote. Why? Because we need to be sending the right kind of people to Carson City, to Washington. It's not enough. It's not enough to just send Republicans. But you got to send the right people. This morning, we've got a twofer for you. Yeah. You bring one candidate in, you get the other candidate. It's pretty cool. It's the husband-wife. I call them the dynamic political duo, Amy Jones and Brent Jones. Brent is running for lieutenant governor. Amy's running for assembly in District 35. And let me go back to the beginning, Amy. You've got a newborn at home, and you're out walking neighborhoods in horrible temperatures. And I got to ask you, I mean, you got a husband that's, you guys are successful business people. You are my real water dudes and dudettes. Why are you going to all this effort for District 35?
Well, I like to say, actually, that my husband, Brent, he did such a good job in the 2015 legislative session, setting such a good example, not voting for that, I like to call it the business killing commerce tax, because that's what it is. And, voted for campus carry and really pushed for those educational savings accounts and, the other school choice laws. And, his direct opponent, Michael Roberson, was someone who went against all of those things and didn't want any of them to happen. And I look at it and I just say, okay, this is what we're dealing with. There's someone out there that's campaigning there for one thing and they're doing the complete opposite. And then in that same session, too, there was, I think, about eight other people, John Hambrick, Derek Armstrong, Paul Anderson.
Oscarson.
I mean, yeah. The list goes on and on. All these guys campaigned on one thing and did the opposite. And it's like, we need to get true conservatives elected into office. And if we don't, then we're just going to keep going, actually, with the liberal agenda, even when the Republicans have the majority. And our state can't survive like that. We're going to turn into California East, and that's the main reason why I decided to run.
Brent, I'm sure there was a family discussion There always is. You guys are really good, Blaine, and you get everybody together and you have a family discussion. I would love to have been a fly on the wall when somebody brought up, "Mom, why don't you run too?" Tell me how that happened.
Well, Amy's, if you know her, she's very energetic and she's very
passionate.
I don't want to say opinionated or strong-headed, but very passionate. So she does want to make a difference, and we do. We're business owners, so we get it. We see what happens. I mean, that's why we got behind Trump so early, because he gets it. He's a business owner. If people really know, really realized how hard government and taxes and our liberal laws are making on business, they have to understand that if businesses can't succeed, jobs go away. And people keep thinking, oh, we need more rights for the workers. We need more. It's not how it works. Right now, we're at a tipping point where if we don't help businesses and entrepreneurs succeed, jobs are going to go away. And that's why we're not having a big recovery, because it's all the small jobs that have come back, but no real good jobs are coming back where people are having growth in wages. But Kevin, you hit the nail on the head when you started out. Your listeners are the informed listeners. It is so important that they get out and do their duty to vote, because otherwise we're going to get a bunch of candidates that just lie. I mean, Michael Roberson is sending out mailers saying he's the most conservative candidate in the race. I mean, come on. It's so the people that understand it know it. It's just such a joke. But yet there's so many on the next level that don't understand, and they don't pay attention except for like mailers. So that's why it's so important. Your people out there that listen to Kevin Wall, it is just so important that you guys get out and vote for true conservatives and not the rhinos or the fake Republicans that are destroying our state.
Has Michael Roberson talked about that on the campaign trail, essentially shepherding the largest tax increase in the history of our state? Has he been in any of your debates or any? I guess he didn't show up for the one debate.
Yeah, that was when you were the moderator. No, he stays away from me because I attack him on the issues. He can only have his underlings trying to do peripheral issues to attack me because he can't go on the record. But he out and out lies. He says he's the most conservative. You know, he talks about this comprehensive gun package, which he did do that. But what he did is he killed other people's bills so that he could take the credit for a gun bill. Like, for instance, Michelle Fiore had campus carry, got killed on the floor. He talked a certain amount of guys to not vote for it. Shelley Shelton had a real gun castle doctrine for your car bill. He killed that. I mean, Jill Dickman had a bill. A lot of people had good bills, but he killed them and then he watered down and did one big bill. So that's his big claim to fame. And then he's also pushing these, the big guy behind Marcy's Law, I think it is, which is victims' rights. But, I mean, we already have a certain amount of victims' rights, so that's not a big thing. So he stays away from the big stuff like not funding the ESAs, the tax increase. He really stays away from the fact that he was the author and primary sponsor of SB 303, which gave illegals the right to have driver's license. But now he claims he's a big sanctuary city. He goes, "I'm the one that's going to prevent sanctuary cities in our state." It's just, it's really
what's
sad
scary about it too is that at every event he uses the same opening thing, and it's, "I'm proud of my record," because he always goes after Brent, bashes him on all this stuff, puts the facts straight that he voted for largest tax increase, the ESAs, he wouldn't allow him to get funded and so forth, shot down campus carry, issued illegals IDs. And then he gets up there and he says, "Well, I choose not to respond to my opponent's, comments," but
lies,
you know,
says,
or lies, he says, which is just look at the record. They're not lies. They're facts. They're in writing. They're on the record. And then he says, "I'm proud of my record." And that's scary, man. This guy is proud of being a rhino, of being an establishment, of being a sellout, of selling our state out and selling all the businesses out.
So. You know what's sad, too? So, Amy, there's a guy running in Amy's district who you know, Doug Schoen. David Schoen, I'm sorry. And he is, like, not known. Nobody knows him. He's actually a paralegal at a family law firm. So his initial money he got was from family law. 80% was from family lawyers. And he's supposed to be a conservative, which we know the trial lawyers are the most liberals of all liberals. But anyways, in his second CNE, Roberson's getting all the casinos are donating to
Boyd
him.
Boyd Gaming, MGM, Maloof's. Oh, and my favorite, my absolute favorite is the Metro Chamber donates twice to him, $2,500 twice. So he gets $5,000 from the Metro. And what did Metro do? Metro went to Carson City, lobbied for that business killing commerce tax. But this is the guy that they're supporting, and he's proud of it.
Nevada Energy.
That just tells you right there where this guy stands.
So he was able to raise more money being a no-name to fight against Assembly District than I'm able to raise in my Lieutenant Governor race. Because when I go out and raise the money, all the people, it's like all the special interests are all talking and they're saying they can't fund these conservatives. So that's why it's so important. If, the grassroots people out there, if we're going to rise up, we've got to really take it back, because these special interests, they don't want conservatives in there. They don't want people that honor their word.
How close are we to being able to? Because I know, like in the Assembly, Jim Marchant and others, some really good conservative people are organizing and they're supporting candidates. We got the Battleborn Conservative Women's Pack of Victoria Seaman. They're not just giving out endorsements; they're giving checks to women candidates
and sending mailers out and doing robocalls.
And you got one of them,
amazing.
Right?
Yeah,
you
they sent a mailer out for me. They're doing robocalls.
Very cool.
They're very awesome. Yeah.
How close are we to getting enough conservatives in our legislature? Are we a long ways off?
Is that to me? I would say, it really depends on the vote. So, you know, in the presidential election, Trump was filling up overflowing stadiums. I mean, when I got to introduce him one time, we had 3,000 people in the room. There's another few thousand outside. Hillary couldn't even fill up a high school auditorium, and yet she carried our state by so many points. So it's really hard to tell, because the energy, I think, is there, but where the real vote comes out, I'm not sure. And that's what's really going to turn, because there's so many districts that are just right there within, you know, 2 or 3 points either way. And if all those go to the Democrats, then we're nowhere. But if they can all swing to the Republicans, we can get lucky like we did in the 2015.
I want to ask you about a wave election. We've been hearing about this blue wave, and it's just going to overwhelm all of us. And Culinary and Ivana Cancela and all these different people are all talking about this blue wave. Is there going to be a blue wave? And I'll ask the statewide candidate first, Brent. You talk to people all across the state. Are you sensing a blue wave?
Well, of course, I'm going to all the events where it's the people that are conservative. I'm not going to the Democrat events. So I don't know that this blue wave can exist, but I do know that if we sit on our laurels, we're not going to be able to make it happen. I know that nationwide, they thought they had like a 15, 20%, then it went down to 6%. Now it's upside down by like 8%. So I know that the races that have gone already happened across the country. The Republican primaries are going further right toward with Trump, and the Democrats are going further left towards Bernie Sanders and that. So I think our state's really becoming bifurcated, and I think I'm really believing that the people in the middle, like the trades unions guys, the guys that actually went for Trump in our election, like up in the industrial area up in our country. But even here in Las Vegas, the Democrats didn't even want to build the stadium. And look at how many jobs it's providing. They didn't want to expand the convention center. They don't even want to build things anymore. They've gone so far left that they don't even want to build things. So all those guys, I'm talking to pipe fitters, I'm talking to laborers, I'm talking to electrician union, the rank and file union members, and they're coming over towards the Republican side because they want to build things. They want to work. And
what
about we're the party?
What about like Tommy White and some of the other union leaders? We've been hearing some real positive things from them. I don't know whether they're going to be backing Republican candidates this cycle. What is your sense of like Tommy White and people like that?
Well, they're at least not being so aggressive Democrats. So Tommy's coming and he's supporting. I mean, the Republicans are what put through the stadium, the Raiders Stadium, and the convention center. And Tommy was very much in support of that. So us Republicans, we're building things. We want to make Nevada great, where the Democrats, they're staying away from that. So I do think that those people in the middle are seeing how crazy the left is, and they're coming our way.
And from there, we're going to move to the Assembly District 35 race candidate, and that, of course, is Amy Jones. You get people to open a lot of doors to you.
Yep.
Do they ask you about Trump?
Yeah, I do. I get some people that ask me about Trump, and, you know, they're really supportive. I think out of probably, I don't know, 1,000 people or more that I've talked to, 2 people close the door on me because I have them on my literature. It's on Brent's literature. They're like, support Trump? No way. But the rest of the people, they love Trump. Hey, if you're following Trump's agenda, we're with you. So it's more of a statement type thing. I've had a couple people ask, and of course, but they already see it on our literature that we're with them. So it's pretty much a given. So people are for Trump. But I want to point this out, too. I am going to all the Republicans' doors at this point. I'm not hitting independents in that because we are in the primary. So we'll, as far as the blue wave goes, I don't know. We'll see. That'll be later.
Should you be going to independents' doors and convincing them?
That'll be in the general.
Oh, that'll be in the general.
Yeah,
okay, so
yeah.
You don't need them now. Yeah. But we will need you soon.
Yeah, that's right.
I absolutely love it. Brent, let me ask you, as a statewide candidate, and again, because lieutenant governor is a little bit of a different gig, because you do a bunch of different things. Tourism, you're the president of the Senate, essentially. Can you talk a little bit about what this job entails? And when you go up to voters, what do you tell them you're going to do? I mean, are there things you can tell? I'm going to increase tourism by 8%.
You know, I don't really get into the specifics like that we're the head of the committees like tourism and business development stuff. But the thing of it is that God forbid if we have a Democrat legislature and a Democrat governor, and if I were elected lieutenant governor, I would be the only backstop to try to prevent or slow down some of the legislation in the Senate as the president of the Senate. There's certain procedural things. You can shelf bills and do stuff like that, and then they have to get a certain amount of votes to get it to come off the desk, et cetera. So that would be very effective. But if you just want to talk to generality, what the lieutenant governor is like the salesman for the state. We're a salesman for the state. So if I'm out able to promote, and I'm a salesman myself, and that's what I do best is I sell my product, I sell my companies. I can sell the state. Not if it's a California Sanctuary City East, it'll be harder to sell, and I don't know if I want to sell, but if we can keep it, the greatness of what made our culture so great. I mean, you know, we have the freedoms here. We get to do what we want. Government's off our back. Don't tread on me. So we just really got to keep that identity and not let all these liberal government socialism come in and attack us. But the big thing is I'm just the salesman for the state, and I'll sell it.
Final 45 seconds. I'll let either of you handle it. If folks want to help your races, I know there has to be a red line between the two races. So, Amy, I'll begin with you. If folks want to donate, if they want to walk neighborhoods with you, what do they do?
Go to electamyjones.com. That's electamyjones.com.
And for me,
yeah.
VoteBrentJones.com, VoteBrentJones.com.
Wow. That pretty much covers it all. hey, it's always fun. I love getting the real water. When's the next Real MMA?
July 28th.
July 28th. I'll mark it down.
And it's going to be a pro-am this time, so we're going to have both professional and amateur.
Oh, I just love that. Folks, safe travels on your respective campaigns. We'll do it again.
Great.
Thanks Kevin.
That's Amy Jones, Brent Jones, the dynamic political duo in the state of Nevada, both running for public office. Stick around. More to do. Live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for open seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan Lefevre is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan Lefevre believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan Lefevre. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan Lefevre to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan Lefevre.
Paid for by Lefevre for Nevada Supreme Court Justice, CC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Keeping us safe. That's the job of Nevada's next attorney general. The conservative choice, Wes Duncan. Duncan served in Iraq, where he helped prosecute terrorists in Baghdad, and still serves his country today as a JAG officer in the Air Force Reserves. Duncan was a criminal prosecutor and first assistant attorney general for Adam Laxalt. The choice of law enforcement. Sheriffs and district attorneys across Nevada have endorsed Wes Duncan. Attorney General Laxalt endorsed Wes Duncan because he will fight for our constitutional rights and keep our communities safe.
I'm Wes Duncan. Iraq was a defining moment in my life. The country was extremely dangerous. The rule of law had completely broken down. It made me realize if you don't have safety and security, nothing else matters. I'm running for Attorney General to make Nevada the safest place to raise a family.
Fighting for a safer Nevada. Republican Wes Duncan for Attorney General.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in District 4. I'm a proud supporter of President Trump and his America First agenda. We've seen great improvements in our economy and many successes overseas. You need a congressman who will work with our president to keep us going in the right direction. I will be that congressman who focuses solely on you as we work to keep America great. Please vote in the primary election, and when you do, vote for me, David Gibbs, to be your next congressman in District 4. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by VoteBrentJones.com and ElectAmyJones.com. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's that time.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.
Coming up in the program, it's my favorite part of the show. It's where we get a chance to talk to you about what you want to talk about. It's very simple. All you have to do is pick up the phone. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What is it you want to talk about? What is it that matters to you? We're going to talk with David first in Las Vegas. Then we'll probably talk to the Coachella Valley, maybe to Reno or Sparks or Ely. It's all coming up, wall-to-wall, free-for-all. It's next, live and local, now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada. One of the things I love about this show, and when we were putting this together over 3 years ago, hard to believe we've been here over 3 years. We did, what, 3 or 4 years over at CBS, and now three plus years here. we wanted to create a portion of the show where you got to tell us what it is you want to talk about. And we've had people, gosh, we've had people talking about chemtrails and all kinds of different things. Interesting stuff, but stuff you probably wouldn't hear all the time on a call-in talk show. And that's one of the things we wanted to do when we first started. There were two things we wanted to do. We wanted to create that and a forum for, you know, a platform for the entire state where regular people could get up and talk about what's interesting to them. It's called Nevada Voices. And we've had like Wayne Allen Root and Megan Barth and all kinds of different people, Jim Marchant and others that have they wanted a platform, and we provided it for them. Anyway, this is one of the things I absolutely love. It's where you call in and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Otherwise, you know, the other 2.5 hours, we tell you where we're taking the show, and we have guests and we have different things like that. But we give you that chance in this final half hour. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. David has been waiting very patiently. David, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. I had a few things just listening to you. I just started writing down a whole bunch of stuff, so I got to pick and choose here. I don't know about the blue wave. I was going to talk about that because, you know, we get all the advertisement. Like I can listen to you on the radio, right? But most of the people, most of my Spanish friends, they have their TV going and they have the wrong station going, so they don't get like Fox News or they don't get that kind of stuff. They have to either buy it, and they won't spend that extra money like Dish or cable. Yeah. Anyway, that was one of my thoughts. I had a question for you though. Why can't we replace Sessions or Mueller? I mean, Mueller was appointed by Sessions without going through the proper channels, right? So why couldn't he just get rid of Mueller and appoint someone? If he was put in illegally anyway, why couldn't he be replaced? Well, the other one is why Sessions can't be forced to do his job or get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny you should mention that. And David, I'm glad you called. Sean Hannity went on a rant last night, the likes of which I don't think I've seen. This is cut 5, by the way. But this was Sean Hannity, and he was making the case for something I think he should is spot on, and that is the idea of unrecusing himself. For Jeff Sessions, a guy that sat in the chair to my left for an hour during the campaign, remember that? Jeff Sessions was in studio with us just to my left. But I really believe that this idea of unrecusing himself, here is what Sean Hannity had to say last night on Fox News Channel about unrecusing Jeff Sessions.
In early March of last year, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions was new on the job. He had just been appointed by President Trump and just confirmed by his former peers in the U.S. Senate. He vowed to uphold the law of the land as America's top cop. Without skipping a beat, Sessions stunned President Trump, the entire political world. He decided to recuse himself from the single biggest, most important case facing not only the administration, but the entire country, the ongoing so-called Russia collusion investigation. So we have the country's top lawyer immediately recusing himself from the single most pressing legal case without any prior warning to President Trump or those who confirmed him to the U.S. Senate. You probably remember this.
I ask for their candid and honest opinion about what I should do about investigations, certain investigations. And my staff recommended recusal. They said that since I had involvement with the campaign, I should not be involved in any campaign investigation. I have studied the rules and considered their comments and evaluation. I believe those recommendations are right and just. Therefore, I have recused myself in the matters that deal with the Trump campaign.
Yeah, career people. Now, what former Senator and Attorney General Sessions did at this point is so harmful, the ramifications so massive. His decision that day, the day after he's confirmed, is playing out today, and it's hurting the country. And according to Fox News legal analyst, our friend Greg Jarrett, who will join us soon, the attorney general used a completely illegitimate justification for his recusal. Sessions, remember, he cited that he was required to recuse himself under U.S. Code, Federal Regulations 28, CFR 45.2, because of an ongoing criminal investigation. However, at the time of Sessions' recusal, there was no Russia collusion criminal investigation. It was a counterintelligence inquiry. In fact, the criminal investigation only started after Sessions' recusal upon the appointment of the special counsel, Robert Mueller. And here we are today.
I love that. And by the way, I love it when Sean gets really passionate like that. And he makes a point that is right. He recused himself for the wrong reason. There was no criminal investigation. I just love it. So maybe it will happen. Maybe it will happen just ahead of the 4th of July when everybody's like halfway out the door and nobody's thinking about politics. They'll end up unrecusing himself. By the way, and nobody's brought this up today. Any problem with the idea of Trump pardoning? And again, they're all but Rod Blagojevich are out of prison. A commutation of the former Democrat governor Rod Blagojevich. A pardon after the fact. For Martha Stewart. No, yeah, she did time. Hers was not a slap on the wrist. Hers was incarceration. Unbelievable. Yeah, I love that idea. The idea of pardons, mass pardons, and the other is to Dinesh D'Souza, who we've had on the show before a number of times. A talented author and filmmaker. Yeah. Coming up, we'll get to Mike in Reno and all the rest of you. We're going to try and squeeze a whole bunch of folks into our final segment of the day. And don't forget, for those of you who are looking for Wayne Allyn Root, and he wasn't here today, he's going to be here tomorrow. War Now. He's got a brand new book deal, by the way. Brand new book deal. We'll tell you all about it. That is tomorrow on the show. We're going to take a break. And then we'll get back to your calls. We'll lead off with Mike in Reno and all the rest of you right behind him. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
A plan to fund Social Security for the next 80 years and increase benefits. To ramp up education, make schools safer, and protect our Second Amendment rights. To bring new industries to Nevada. I'm Bill Townsend, an entrepreneur who has created over 4,000 jobs by looking at the root causes of problems and creating solutions. With your vote, I'll bring these skills to Congress in CD4. Visit townsendfornevada.com to learn what I plan to do on your behalf. I'm Bill Townsend, and I approve this message, paid for by the Townsend Campaign.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare. And I'll fight all tax increases. Because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As all of you know, I know a good conservative when I see one. Well, I've got a great one for you. I'm all in for former Assemblyman Brent Jones for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I've known Brent for many years. He's a good businessman, but more importantly, he votes right every time. He stands up to the corrupt swamp creatures and votes to reduce taxes and provide school choice. He even brought a bill to remove Common Core from our state. He wants government to keep their hands off our guns. And he was the first elected official I'm aware of to publicly endorse Donald Trump for president. That took courage. We need guys like Brent if we're going to prevent our great state from becoming Sanctuary California East. Don't let the swamp take over Nevada. Please help Brent with a small donation of as little as $5. Text hashtag vote Brent to 53445. That's hashtag vote Brent to 53445. This election is so important for Nevada's future. Help take Nevada back. Help my great friend Brent Jones win for lieutenant governor. Go to votebrentjones.com. That's votebrentjones.com.
Paid for by Vote Brent Jones.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's our final segment of the day. You want to join us, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Mike in Reno, you're up and you're on live and local now. Your wait is over. Good morning.
That's okay. Good morning. I heard the Hillary clip. I love when Psycho Hillary tries to sound normal. She barked in Elko. She has a cackle laugh. She shimmied during a debate, which I think cost her votes. But now she's sounding as a moderate. She's positioning herself for 2020 as a healer. Do not underestimate that woman. I always thought she would run again, and she might win. It would not surprise me. I see nobody else on the horizon. She will pick a young, handsome Hispanic male as a running mate. That's what I see happening. I might be wrong. By the way, Kev, before you go, you have a friend in Indian Wells?
Yes.
You know what's going on in Indian. You know what's going on this weekend in the desert?
No.
Contact in the desert.
No.
Contact in the desert. George Norrie and all the UFO people, you could drive over there, join. Kev, this is the happening thing now. This is the happening thing with Tom DeLonge, with the Academy to the Stars. The Clintons were involved with this in the early 90s with the Rockefeller Initiative. I mean, get on this. Drive out there and let us know what happens. You'll meet all these happening people.
We are not alone. Is that what it is, essentially, the We Are Not Alone crowd?
And I think we're being contacted, and I think we have been a long time, and it's complex. I know Cassius, haven't heard from him in a long time. Cassius disagrees. No, I think they were our progenitors and our creators, a la Genesis 1:26. But without going into that, yes, And what's happening now with the New York Times story in December, this is the happening thing right now. And you could join all these people.
You know what, Mike?
You can give us a report.
Mike, you just gave me a great idea for a weekend deal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Gosh. I get help for all these things, you know? I have production staff like Jameson, like Tracy. By the way, for those of you wondering, Aspen's, I guess, what does that become, a tonsillectomy? Had her tonsils removed, her young daughter, and she was a little apprehensive. So I gave her a shout-out, and I promised her ice cream after the they get ice cream or pudding. Ice cream or pudding after you have your tonsils out as a child. I think that's great. I've got other great news that I want to bring you. If you shop here in Southern Nevada at Smith's Food and Drug, it's essentially the Kroger company is the ones that own it. I've got great news. You can. They've announced that they will donate 0.05% of qualifying purchases, which is most everything, at their stores to a designated nonprofit. And you've heard me talk a lot on this show about the nonprofit that I support, both financially and otherwise. I'm the chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning.org. And Chariot of Fire, Inc. has been approved. So next time you go to Smith's, all you got to do is just sign in. You don't even have to sign in, really. But you just declare Chariot of Fire, Inc. as the approved charity. And this is so neat. I mean, without even thinking about it, the folks at Smith's will end up donating 0.05%. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but if enough of you do it, and for those of you that don't know, simply put, Smith's has a program whereby you can designate a charity and essentially Smith's will end up giving 0.05% to this charity. And in this case, I urge you to ask for the Chariot of Fire, Inc. Chariot of Fire, Inc. And what we do is we provide free or subsidized rides on a hot air balloon for wounded warriors, those with diseases that, for instance, cerebral palsy, where they're wheelchair bound, and they can actually go up in a hot air balloon in a wheelchair. And this is an incredible, incredible thing. It really is. It is life changing. For people who have wanted to fly in a hot air balloon, but because of either being a wounded warrior or a young 8-year-old child and you're confined to a wheelchair, you can fly in a hot air balloon. It's one of only, I think, 6 in the world that has a ramp. You ramp up the wheelchair, you lock it in, you strap them in, and they get to fly in a hot air balloon, something that is absolutely amazing. Somebody that, for instance, you know, somebody who weighs 400 pounds and they can't traverse a balloon basket. I call it a basket. I think they call it a gondola or something like that. But this is amazing news, and I'm so happy that this has come through. You go to Smith's Food and Drug. Chariot of Fire nonprofit provides life-changing hot air balloon rides to those with mobility restrictions or in wheelchairs with financial assistance. That's what we do. So if you think about it and you go to Smith's, tell them you want to designate Chariot of Fire Ballooning. It's going to be life-changing for people, and you're going to be helping, and you won't even know it. You'll just be shopping. You'll just be shopping for fruits and vegetables and things like that. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to James. James, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Always a pleasure. So here's my 2 cents on the voting. So everybody remember, all those people that raised our taxes in one of the largest Nevada has ever had, remember to vote them out. And as far as our legislatures and stuff, you know, I noticed that they kind of used to do this. They don't do this anymore. On our voting papers in the book as they sent out, they should always have who the incumbent is so that we always know who are the ones that are in office now. And I know it's kind of easy to look up, but a lot of people, you know, may miss that on the wayside.
And they don't put the, do they put it on
the,
do they put
it on, should be something.
Wow. And I don't think they even put it on the ballot, do they?
No. And they should. It should be on the ballot, and it should be on our books so that people know who our incumbents are.
I love that idea. Thanks for the call, man. And that's something we should know. You want to vote the bums out, you got to know who the bums are.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message. When I first told my father I wanted to run for public office, he asked, why would you want to do that? The people that are the most successful are the ones that lie the best and have the most money to lie the most often. I laughed thinking my dad didn't know what he was talking about. But as usual, Dad was right. I learned this is how the swamp operates. They take millions of dollars from lobbyists and special interest groups. Then they vote favorably for their legislation. Then they use the money to lie about good conservative candidates who challenge the establishment. They did this with Ted Cruz, with Rand Paul, and even Donald Trump. But we can put a stop to this. We can show them that Nevadans want honest public servants who keep their promises. I have never been afraid to take on the establishment from either party. I realize that if we want to change the way Washington, D.C. operates, we need to drain the swamp. That's why I have never backed down from the challenge. Every race that I've been in, the establishment has spent millions of dollars lying about me. They are scared to death to see me in office because they know they can't control me. I will vote for what is in the best interest of my fellow Nevadans, not the establishment. I've taken my lumps and my losses. However, I've always fought back. I won the first defamation lawsuit by a politician in Nevada, and I'm in the process of winning a second. But winning lawsuits won't change Washington, D.C. Only draining the swamp will.
This message was paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
So the deal is Samantha Bee. And where is she, on TBS? Okay. She did this, what would you call it? Obscene? Yeah. Think about Ivanka. And she has now been forced to apologize. Boy, I tell you, it is so weird. And see what the mainstream media does with this. Tomorrow is Friday. We celebrate Friday on this program. We do not take it lightly. I hope you'll join us. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. For our entire crew, for Jameson, for Tracy, for Andrew Paul, to Ms. Chelsea, for all of us, thanks so much for listening. Make the most of the rest of your day, will you please? Live and local now.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig, the number 4, Nevada.com, to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.